The first letter. You have hope, he said to me. You have no reason to be unhappy. But I have lost everything.
My dear sister Margaret, I am writing to you from my ship. We have travelled a long way, and we are now in the far north. It has been a difficult and dangerous journey, but we are safe. There is ice all around the ship, and it is very cold. We are waiting for an improvement in the weather before we continue. I have something interesting to tell you. A few days ago we found a man in the sea. He was travelling across the ice, but his dogs died. He was alone. We were hundreds of miles from land, so we were very surprised. Where are you going? He asked. He was from a foreign country, but he spoke in English. I told him about our journey to the North Pole. The man climbed onto the ship. He was half dead with cold and tiredness. He was thin and ill and could not say very much. We took him to the kitchen so he could warm himself. The poor man was completely frozen. We gave him dry, warm clothes. Then he ate some soup and slept. Now our strange visitor feels better. He is a very interesting man, but he is very unhappy. He wants to come to the North Pole with us. He often looks out into the water. He is looking for something or somebody. I do not know who he is, but I can see that he has suffered terribly. His eyes are sad, and sometimes he seems quite crazy. At first, I did not want to ask him too many questions. He seemed very nervous. Then, when he was not so hungry and cold, we had some interesting conversations. I started to like the man, and I wanted to be his friend. He has a quick and intelligent mind. I told him a little about myself. He knows now that I left England on my travels 6 years ago. And here I am, looking for the North Pole. I will not return home until I succeed. You have hope, he said to me. You have no reason to be unhappy. But I have lost everything. And I cannot start life again. He looked extremely sad as he said this. Then he was silent and went to bed. Yesterday, the man promised to tell me about his life. My story is very strange, sad, and frightening. But perhaps people will learn something from it, he said. I have decided to write it all down in his own words. When I have done that, I will send it to you. I know it will be very strange, Margaret, but I think it will also be very interesting. I will write to you again soon. Your loving brother, Robert Walton.